So one of the new items in the tax law that was signed into law last year is the new ruling on alimony. And prior to the new law, alimony that was paid was generally deductible by the payor and includable by the payee. And that makes sense because if a person does not have access to the income and hands it to somebody else, that other person should be required to record that income as income and pay the tax on it. But with the new law, they determined that that was actually costing the federal government revenue, because what happens is normally with alimony, it's going from a person in a higher tax bracket to a person in a lower tax bracket. And that differential, as far as the law, they consider it a loss of revenue, was something that they calculated over 10 years would cost them $7 billion. So to pay for the other tax cuts in the law, they decided that alimony will no longer be deductible by the person paying it, nor will it be includable by the person receiving it. So a person that in a divorce that occurs after December 31st, 2018, a person that has to pay alimony has to hand that money to somebody else and still pay the tax on it. And that, as I stated earlier, will come up with another. They determined in 10 years it'll add another $7 billion to the federal bank account to help pay for the other tax cuts. So I think that's one of the most unfair pieces of the legislation, but I'd be interested to hear what you think.